So how useful is the integrated report to stakeholders? So according to the integrated reporting framework, the creation of value is influenced by the external environment, facilitated through relationships with stakeholders and dependent on various resources. For example, as more investors demand non-financial data when they're looking at a company, the integrated report can add value by highlighting how the company's green and ethical values is driving long-term growth. It's these external aspects to the organisation that change over time and will vary in priority for different stakeholders. Therefore, focusing on just one capital while disregarding others is unlikely to maximise value for the organisation in the long term. The integrated report discloses also how the company is progressing in its strategy, i.e. how current performance compares to its strategic goals. It highlights the main efforts to reach targets announced by management, and in this way adds value by linking information reported in the strategy presentation made by top management to the financial community by comparing that to the current year performance. Although the report is to benefit all stakeholders interested in the organisation's ability to create value over time, the intention of the report isn't to provide all information that all interested stakeholders may want. That's just impossible because different stakeholders have different information needs.